Welcome to the NBA Panel with your host, John Witherspoon. The NBA Panel covers the league to keep you up to date with NBA news, movements, and stats. Join us as we discuss the sport that we love, the NBA. And now, here's your host, John Witherspoon.
Yes, welcome to episode 114 of the NBA Panel. I'm your host, John Witherspoon, with the Panel of Merrill's Field Data with all things NBA. Today, we're joined by the one and only, oh my God, Big Baller Brand is in the building. We're joined by LeVar Ball.
Is this John Witherspoon?
Hey, what's going on, LeVar? What's going on, bro?
I know this was me already, man. I'm trying to disguise my voice.
Man, it is a pleasure to have you on the NBA panel today. Big Baller Brand is in the building.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Hey, man. Good. Starting your own podcast and stuff, man. I don't mind interviewing with you, Big Fella. Let's get it done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're currently in Florida right now, right? In Niceville, Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to work the other day, put in 25, 10, and...
Man.
That's
light work for now, man. Work every day. Anytime you get on that court, my boys put in work, all of them.
I see. Who would you say is the most competitive between the three?
They all competitive the same. Come on, they're all in the same household. I ain't going to let one of those 78%, the other one 88, 98. Everybody's
I hear you. Big Baller Brand in the building. So let's talk about LaMelo.
That's how it is.
Let's talk about LaMelo for a little bit. What impact do you think he's made on high school basketball since he's returned to compete his senior year in Spire?
LaMelo's made the biggest impact ever in high school basketball on the fact that nobody's ever did the route that he's done. Whoever went to high school, went overseas, came back and came out, nobody ever did that. So he's worldwide known. From London and Germany, better than any player ever that was just in the States. Nobody ever traveled like that. Got that much, learning. I mean, you can't get good at playing against grown men. It's just a lifestyle, being away from home and playing, just focusing on basketball. So I've created a monster, something that's never been done before.
Do you think that adds to teams canceling games against Spire?
It adds to them on the fact that you got the best player in the world on the high school level. And what's good about Melo, he uplifts the whole team. So wherever he goes and plays, it doesn't matter who they play, it's the biggest show in high school basketball.
Exactly. And all three of your sons draw a big crowd wherever they go.
Yes, they've been drawing a crowd since they've been babies, man. People just don't understand it. Now they're acting like, forget about rankings and all this stuff that's awarded to these guys without playing against the competition. That's why they don't have to rank my boy. The people are ranking. All you got to do is go and build it and see who's there.
Exactly.
So them rankings and all that other competitive, all that other stuff where they have teams with these contracts that allow them to play in certain tournaments and guys that don't want to play, that don't mean nothing because everybody just asks me, well, how come they don't want to play against your son? Because it's so political that they don't want to mess up their record. It ain't about the competition anymore.
Okay.
It should be about the competition and not about the contracts.
Exactly. There's a couple colleges he may go to if he takes that route. What do you think about him going to Duke for Coach K or Kentucky for John Calipari? If he goes that route.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Me personally, whichever one. He likes the big stage. But if I was, I'll let him choose wherever he wants to go.
Okay.
But if it's up to me, I lean more to California. I like him a little better than Coach K.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting him in Colorado, covering Team USA training camp. He's a good coach. Definitely a good coach. Because Coach K.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to meet neither one. I've just heard California say some things. And him being the first one to start off with the kids with the one and done and being behind him. He's produced some good cards and let them free and let them do what they do to get to the next level. And most of the time, he's there at the draft for them. So I kind of like his style a little bit better from what I've seen from Coach K.
Okay. And LeVar, you are a marketing genius. You came onto the scene in 2016, really, and just took the platform and ran with it. You were on ESPN, Fox Sports, other major networks daily, CNN. You're a marketing genius, bro. I got to tell you that you went to work. You got the platform, went to work with it, bro.
But see, like I tell everybody, man, it's easy to market something that's yours. You're true with it.
Exactly.
Because you don't have to, you know, prefab and fake nothing out. You don't have to, well, we got to come up with a storyline. Oh, we got to do this. We got to do that. You don't have to do all that. I'm true to myself and know what I'm about. It's very easy for me to market me and my family.
Exactly. What went into the influence of creating Big Baller Brand in 2016? Like, what really got you?
Well, that's when the boys came onto the stage. You know, once they finished with the high school thing, the college thing was right around the corner, and the pros was the next step. So this was planned from day one, for me having, you know, meeting my wife, having three monster boys, and going from there. I'm not done with this yet. Like I said, the narrative that I gave my boys is to be the best ball players in the world.
Right.
And they just now getting started.
I believe you. I believe you, man. You speak things into existence. That's what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely speak things into existence. But you know what? Anybody can speak things into existence if they're built for it. And sometimes you can speak things that take about a minute or an hour.
Right.
And some things take 10 years or 20 years. It just depends on how long you bring them wait for it until it's done.
Exactly. And that's one of your famous lines, or you're built for it. That goes a long way with a lot of people. Because if you're not built for whatever you're trying to do, it's not going to work. Or you're forward when the pressure gets heavy.
It's not going to work. And this is what other people don't understand either. If you're not built for it, it's okay. Don't do something else. Don't be mad.
Right.
That's the thing. Everybody, you want a Rolls Royce, but you don't want to work for it.
Exactly.
What? Don't work for it. Drive a Honda and still get where you're trying to go.
Exactly, exactly. And a while ago, you said a quote that stuck with me. I forgot if you were on the Undisputed. You were on one of these shows on ESPN or Major Network. You said, there's a plan, but you don't have to know it, but you'll see it when it happens. That stuck with me ever since I heard you say that. Ever since you came into the scene in 2016, I've been a big fan of yours and your whole movement. Man, you just took everything. You control everything. Like you said, you don't have to worry about going to this person, getting that, or you needing that. You're ahead of you're ahead of your house. Like, you know, everything is in your control.
Right.
So what do you think about the chemistry of Zoe and LeBron so far? Because they're hitting it off great. Great.
Hey, here's the thing. Zoe can get along with a gorilla. It don't matter. Whoever's out there with him is going to get along. That's just the media and everybody saying, oh, the chemistry. And that's the only person stopping them from the chemistry, from letting them do what they do, is a coach.
Okay.
I hear some people probably going to get, you know, people get their ass and shit with me and all that. But here's the thing in a coach. A good coach is the best out of his players. It's not about the X's and O's when you're taking these people in or out.
Right.
No, IQ is super high.
Very, very.
LeBron's IQ is high. They're going to do wonderful. They had a triple-double together, and Luke was amazed. Oh, my God. Imagine if he would have started off just letting them play together for the whole period of the time. Their records would be 110%. Like I said about Luke, man. Luke is the worst coach Zoe's ever had. Now I say it again. Why? Because you don't believe in him like I believe in him. You don't believe in him like Steve Alford believed in him. You don't believe in him like Coach Nick believed in him. And he's been successful every time he stepped up. But when you start being wishy-washy with him and you let him play a little bit, oh, he's tired, we can bring him in. You don't know what to expect from him. But if you get behind him and ride him and let him roll,
right,
you'll be very successful. And he's had the most problems, as you can see, the coach, on the fact that he's not behind Zoe like that. Games he is, some games he's not. Just like in the beginning of the season. I said, you ain't going to win too many games. You keep playing my son 20-something minutes.
Right.
Now everybody get hurt, and I just get to be the luckiest guy in the world. And now he gets to start playing 30-something minutes. And guess what? The records start getting better.
Exactly.
Now everybody's saying, oh, the chemistry with LeBron is always getting better. It'd be even better if you just leave them in there and let them play. If they're playing so good, take them out before the quarter. Leave them in three straight quarters. Some nights you might have to use them four, but the majority of the time, you get to use them three, and then everybody else let them play and do their thing. As long as you keep them two on the court for the duration of the game, you know when the boys need to rest? Not for no game time. How about when they finish playing after 2 hours and take them home and go to the hotel and go to sleep?
Right, right. In their position right now.
Not when you rest them, not for the whole time.
Exactly. It never says.
Like you get somebody a job. Check this out. You get somebody an 8-hour job. Let's say I give you an 8-hour job.
Right.
And you stay up all night. I'm not going to let you come to the job and then be like, you know, like, take off 4 hours because you look a little bit tired, but I'm going to still pay you. I ain't letting you rest all my time.
I hear exactly.
Rest when you get off the court.
I hear exactly what you're saying.
That's where you play this game.
Yeah, and the Lakers are positioned in fourth right now, ready to break that five-year non-playoff streak, make the playoffs for the first time in 5 years.
Man, they was gonna do that without LeBron. My son ain't gonna let for 2 years without me no playoffs. Right. Do that by himself.
I believe that.
I tell people when they was asking, I said I expect the championship this year. Why not? Don't give my son a chair in the game, and you don't expect no championship. What's the use of that ring?
Exactly.
Oh, it's all good. I expect a championship this year.
This year? Okay.
But if you don't expect a championship every year, why are you playing?
Exactly.
You might just take that year off or take off a couple of years because you feel really good at that 1 year. You say, you know what, let's play now. If we can get it.
Yeah,
you don't get a championship every year. You don't need to play, man.
That's the goal, to be the best. You can't be scared of nobody on the court.
If you want to be the best in the world, it comes to win. Get the increase. Like I said, I just told the last few weeks. I said, you know what? Forget about these guys talking about you're getting it, you're better, and you're struggling shooting. And I said, pull that shit out the window. By that is win 4 or 5 games in a row, lose one. Win 4 or 5 games again, and go back to winning, man. Because you always have a winning attitude, and you let this Laker thing get you in the losing, where you guys are talking about you're so young. Forget about this.
Exactly.
And that's all he's dialed in on now. So it's better. It's better for it's like the other day. They said, you think about the triple double, him and LeBron. Nothing. I'm only thinking championship. I don't worry about no stats. It's like he had a hell of a game, so called hell of a game, and fouled out.
Yeah.
I was at a hell of a game, and you foul out. 23 points and wasn't enough to win. I'd rather him have 3 points. Shoot 2 for 40 and win. And him going 10 for 10 and making 30 points a game for 2 seasons. Who cares? You ain't winning. I ain't winning.
Oh, LeVar. Well, glad to have you on here, man. Big baller brains in the building. Woo! So what do you think about what pieces do you think they could add around Lonzo to help build the Lakers in the future? Because there have been rumors about KD maybe coming over. Can you picture?
Oh, man. Hey. That's a long question to ask me. It's only two players he needs, Jello and Melo.
Exactly.
Put Jello and Melo with Lonzo right now, I guarantee they win the championship. Now you got two deadly shooters. The chemistry going to be so good. It's ridiculous. And one more rebounder. That's all we need.
And that move is
the exact team. If it comes to fruition, watch what happens.
And that move is years in the making. It's coming, though. It's coming.
Man, it's coming. It's coming. Like I said, I'm giving the Lakers the first right of refusal. They can get this stuff right. But if they don't get it right, I guarantee, and I'll say it again, I guarantee somebody's going to let 3 of my boys get the right thing. Yes, the championship at the championship. But they ain't worried about that bag. They just worried about wins and the best players ever. And at some point in people's career, they say, you know what? I need my own team. I need a bigger bag. That's what leads them. That don't leave my boys. This is LeBron's first time ever playing with somebody who ain't in that bag who's a superstar. Don't be care about their wins. He ain't worried about next year's contract.
You were a man that just...
That's why you don't... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I said, that's why you don't see him in those clubs and all that stuff. And people say, oh, he's a homebody. Yeah. Because he likes to take care of business, play the game that he loves, and then go about his business, which is relaxing and kicking back and sometimes rapping. And then just having a good life. But he loves that basketball with a passion, man. And he has the most fun when he's out on that court. And the only fun he can have more than that is... And that's what his brothers. I haven't seen them three play together since high school. That's when they was babies. So as grown men, people would be enraged on the shot they would get from my three boys on the chemistry. They were relaxed so much that he could throw that ball behind his head backwards and know his brothers don't catch it. And when they pass it back to him, he ain't missing no shot.
Right. LeVar, you were inspired.
So it's just the chemistry that they have, man.
You're an inspiration, like I said. You create what you want. You ever thought about doing inspirational posts every day? You have like a million followers on all of your social media sites.
I don't do the social media thing too much, man. Other people handle that for me, man. But I do my motivational speaking on the street. As soon as I meet somebody, I motivate them and I talk to them for a minute. However they feel, I don't even have to have a cast. It just becomes a gathering once I get to talk.
I believe you. I believe you, bro. The Ball family bond, it is so close-knit. Your family is so close. Is that something you pride yourself in? I know something you pride yourself in.
Oh, man, you got to do that. I just don't come around the corner and be closely knit. Somebody got in bed that and you at a young age.
Right.
I get it from my dad. My dad has 10 brothers and sisters. You know, his dad was like, y'all better stay together. So he relays that. From his dad to me, I relay it to Lonzo and him. I was up to them for the next generation. If you know what your family is about, that's all you got left in the end, man. All these friends and all this other stuff as you're growing up, don't mean too much. But at the end of the day, when that door is closed,
right.
Man, all you got left is your family, man. So that's why I keep that together. And if I know what they're about, they know what I'm about, we can never be infiltrated like saying, oh, the boss said this. Or I said that, when you write something in the paper, like, I tell you a little something the other day. Mello, they did something on the overseas trip, and they asked me how I feel about that. I said, man, the way you went, that boy. I said, man, I was talking to choke the hell out of. Okay, they try to make it seem like I'm trying to be violent. I said, that's what I wanted to do. That don't mean I'm going to do it.
Right.
But at that present point, I'm like, dang. I also wanted to say, way to go, son. Way to slap the shit out of there, because I told you somebody put their hands on you, the hell out of.
Right.
But it's a double-edged sword on that part, man. I'm mad that he did that. But in another sense, I've been teaching that all his life. Somebody put some hands on you, you can't just turn it off. Right. You gotta tell him, hey, don't do this on a certain stage. You know, he's 17 years old, young guy. So that's something he has to learn from, and we keep on moving. So like I said, they try to say things like, hey, man, you're a terrible son. If you do something wrong, man, I'm going to tell you that. Just because I tell you something, that don't mean I'm doing it. What I mean by that is I can say anything.
Right.
It's how I treat myself, how I react to them. You don't hear them saying, oh, my dad said I'm so terrible. They know when I'm in that rage, that's how things go. But then when the smoke settles and they clear it up, you explain to them, hey, this is why you don't do that. And at the height of the moment, man, I'm not going to explain stuff. And quiet emotion like some of these other folks.
Right. Also,
if you understand that, like my boys understand how I am, you know, so it's not a big deal. So folks can write whatever the hell they want, the papers or whatever. My boys know what I'm about. Like I said, they my boys.
Right.
I can say what I want to.
Right. Also, a lot of media put spin on things for like storylines to get clicks and everything. That's a big thing also with most media. They do that. Just to get people clicking on their websites and everything. So most people don't take that into consideration when you read a headline. They just be like, oh, it's here, so it must be true. Which all the time isn't.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, like I said, it's better to read about negativity than anything positive.
True.
That's why you don't want to hear it. That's what, hey, I did a J-Day just to show you. We had a whole season, had a championship, everything. Scored, had an all-star game. The score was 189 to 202. 48-minute game. Most points ever scored in a pro game. They did not say nothing about it. One of my coaches, head brother player, goddammit, went across the world. We had the whole JBA. You know what everybody else, you know what they remember? They don't remember that we went 15-3 and won all these games in a row. Nobody could beat us playing the style. The only thing they wanted to show on ESPN and everything was fellow slapping. Negativity. Nothing positive. They want to show all the crowds that we had, the pop-up shops, and everybody don't even speak English and saying Big Baller Brand. None of that's on there. The positive stuff don't come on there. You know, it's just like when people ask, they say, man, a lot of people hate you, LeVar. I said, no. Just the Ruby Poops.
It's crazy.
Most of the people that I run into is cool with me. I'm talking about on the ground, in person. little stuff they say on the media, I'm not worried about them. Because I'm still rolling. Like I said, every time, everything is positive what we're doing, man. And it just so happens that like everybody thought I was going to be that father and just, oh, my son's here now, let's go. My heart is done. What worried about me getting done for? I'm looking at some of these same folks that still have their little jobs, that they're sports casters. And the, as, like I tell them, stay at your day job. You can't follow me. You need a blue book. You're going to have to get your job tomorrow. So put that suit tie on and do exactly what they tell you.
How do you deal with the success you've had, and how do you relate that? How have you dealt with it? How have you related that to your sons on how to deal with the pressure of, like, Lonzo just went into the NBA?
Right. But here's the thing. We've been successful all our life.
True. Very true.
Struggle? Ain't seen me struggle. My dad took care of us. I had both parents. I ain't never struggled. The luckiest person in the world. I ain't had to do no 9 to 5. I got scholarships to play ball.
Right.
You know, I met the right people and being in the right place at the right time. I got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, healthy. So it's not like a struggle. So the success is just going up, getting better each year. They got that success within. It's not cared about how many trophies you got or how much money you're making. They look at themselves and wow. And I think a parent is very successful. You just want to see your kid do better than what you did.
It's very true. It's very true.
So that's why, you know, if I'm giving you Cadillacs and BMWs and SKs while you're in high school, and I'm giving you that, imagine what you get when you work for someone. That stuff's normal to you, Cadillacs and Escalades. You say, man, I got to work to get a G-Wagon or a Rolls Royce. More stuff out there. Work for your own stuff to get better things. Don't wait for somebody to hand you something.
Very true.
So that's how my boys are, man. So, you know, they've been successful all their life. They're just growing up, never being in trouble. And watching all these people come to their games when they were little.
Right.
YMCA, they fill them up. At the high school, they filled it up. It's not a big deal. They don't even care if it's two people in the building. They're going to perform for those two people. Whoever want to come see them, I'll tell you. As long as they're family, and here's something that we get to do. My parents, me and Tina, my wife, my friends, get to do the same thing we've been doing with the boys, which is watching play. And that is the most joy in anything. Because we've been doing this for 3 years, and it don't seem like it. So it's been grateful. We're blessed. We're having a great time.
How did you deal with
I'm saving a lot of money. I'm saving a lot of money on videotape now since ball in the family. I don't have to do the gangs for old school way where you say, get in the picture, I got it on video camera. That's old school way. Yeah. Yeah, got a lot of videos. My pop got a lot of videos at the house with us growing up and doing our thing. Now we ain't gotta worry about that. We got ball in the family followers, man.
Yeah, what into the
so, hey, I'm gonna get all this foot back.
Went into the creation of Ball and the Family and hooking up with Facebook.
Well, here's the thing, man. My brother was thinking a while back, man. We had a Universal, we had some networks on TV, and he did his research which route we should go. And he came into the picture with LeVar Facebook to start a new thing. And I'm thinking to myself, man, leave that Facebook shit on the phone. That's what I tell you, LeVar. That's where it's going. Everybody going to be on the phone. Ain't nobody watching TV no more. My brother, everybody can't check because he can't check. And the stuff that he says in the beginning, you'd be like, nah, that ain't going to work. But it's going the opposite way, which is just like me. And you know people saying you're going against the grain?
Right.
You're never going against the grain from being our own lane. We say it's smooth. And people say, stay on your grind. You know, grinding means work.
Right.
We're going smooth. It's no damn grinding. And then it's just like some of the people say, man, I love your hustle. Why does a hustle and a black man do it? There ain't no hustle. Hustle you in and out. You better get what you can.
Right.
We building something here, which is a business platform, which is something that's never been done before. we're going to be the biggest when it's all said and done. People are going to look at this like you said. If I go in with the mindset of billions, that's what everybody been saying. I come out the gate saying billions. That's what it is. But if you don't believe that, you're never going to make it.
Exactly.
If you want everything, it be like the endorsement deal of $20 million. You think you get $100, $200 million. That's what's going on right now. A lot of basketball players, they get that $200 million contract.
Right.
We made it! If a dude can give you $200 million and give three or four other players on it and pay the whole team, what does he get?
Yeah.
He's basically get crumbs. That's what I'm trying to tell my boys. You're going to be the first millionaires playing basketball. When they give you that $200-something million debt or a contract, you're like, okay, little chump change. I'll spend that on something. That's how I want them to feel. That's how I want them to think about it. Like, there's so much more for you guys to get than the little stuff that you hand them.
Right. And you recently, well, the GBA had its inaugural season this year. What went into your thinking of that? And also, the NBA G League created professional path, with a lot of people think you should get credit for helping them create that. Do you feel like you are overlooked in that process?
Hey, man, like I said, I did what I was supposed to do with that JBA League. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Help out some guys, make them say, hey, you know what? They can go a different route if they don't want to go through the school.
Right.
So now, that's what I'm about to hit them with in 2019. I'm going to tell you before it even happens. Big bonus is getting to the grassroots. And I ain't talking about no goddamn seed on your grass. I'm talking about the real deal. They did it to Crooked Bay with the Nike and Adidas and Under Armour. Yeah, they in trouble now. I ain't in trouble. I'm about to build it the right way. Be looking for the big baller brand, grassroots.
Whew. Huge. Exclusive on the NBA panel.
You the only one know about that. I just told you. I ain't told no NBC News. I ain't told ESPN. I'm telling you first. Big Baller Brand Grassroots.
Whew, looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. Is there anything else new in 2019 we should be on the lookout for BBB?
Oh, man. Check this out. Are you thirsty? You're thirsty. I ain't talking about the knowledge. I'm talking about the winter whistle. That big bowl of fair water is coming out, baby. It's coming out. I tell you this. It'll be the only, this is what's so sweet about it. When you see the packaging of this, and Lonzo will be the only basketball brother on his face will be on the drink.
Wow.
That's never been done before.
You cornering the market. Coca-Cola
didn't say, hey, Mike, love it. Coca-Cola said, we love Michael. We ain't going to put your face on the can. Ain't going to put you on the bottom. We love all our Gatorade athletes. We love Serena. We love Michael Woods. We love everybody. We're looking for your picture on Gatorade. But Lonzo Ball and the rest of the ball boys looking for us on the front of that water.
Corner in the market, man. You a marketed genius, bro.
I'm telling you. That water better than anything. Because it's natural. It's natural. As soon as we have disaster, you know I'm going to do my humanitarian deed. Drop some water. Drop some water. Who needs it? We're going to do our thing, man. But that water being here for 2019 is the best water on the market on the fact that it has zero nitrates. That means it's the purest water you can get. It comes straight out of a bore. So once it tests, it goes right to the bottom. Don't touch no man's hands or nothing. Like I told him about these freshly mountain spring water. Don't tell me no raccoon ain't went across there. This little business and kept on going. And y'all talking about purification, mountain spring water. They are natural, come from underground.
In your personal opinion,
man, be looking for that. What's that again?
I'll hear you. Definitely be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
Definitely.
Right.
In your opinion, how much has Lonzo grown in his time in the NBA? I know last year he didn't play many games. This year he's on pace to play more.
Here's the thing. With all my sons, it doesn't matter. They get better every year. every year to get the same. I ain't gonna cut you off like this, but man, we got about 4 more minutes. Then I got to get ready to go check out my son's game. I don't want to wait for that. I'm going to give you a little rest. I'm going to bring you in 4 minutes later. I'll take you out. All the things don't go right, put you back in. It's like it's wishy-washy.
Right.
No stabilization. When they asked me, I said, I coach this thing with my eyes closed.
LeVar,
very easy. I just hear the chief.
LeVar, thank you so much for your valuable time. I enjoyed this interview.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have to do this again when you're available. We have to. I also would like to pick. Definitely.
The fact that we've been moving around, man, I'll tell you what, man, my boy Alan, he'll hook up sometime when we pass him through, man, and we'll set up something and get a nice little interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good luck
tonight. All right, I appreciate you today, man, and take care of yourself. And, my brother Alan will be getting in touch with him, and we'll set up something probably when we're coming through there. We've got some time off.
Definitely. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Alan. All right.
Yes, that was episode 114 of the NBA panel. Big Baller Brand came through. The one and only LeVar Ball. The global movement. Oh, my God. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next week.